Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish Restoration Program. The month of May brings fish stories and park stories to the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series. Writer-producer Alan Fisher gives us a rundown.
The first week of May, we're featuring a recent inductee into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Richard Hart.
About every other Monday, I get a call from Dick and I hear this voice say, "Wait till you hear what we caught this weekend." And it's usually not so much what he caught as it is what the other person caught.
Dick Hart not only holds a couple of world fishing records for fly fishing, he's done great things for the sport in terms of education and mentoring. In the week of May 6, we have another inductee into the Fishing Hall of Fame, Buddy Bradley, who's an excellent bass fisherman, and he's actually done a lot in the science of bass fishing.
But I found out also that you can work on the condition response of the fish and make the fish and trigger the fish to strike when in reality he's not hungry at all.
The week of May 13th, we take a visit to the Piney Woods, both at Tyler State Park and at a Lone Star Land Steward winner. The week of May 20th, we'll visit Palmetto State Park in Central Texas, and the last week of May, we'll pay a visit to Mother Neff State Park, which is often considered the first official state park in Texas.
Check your local listings. That's our show. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and provides funding for the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.